Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Among the stories, we're going behind the headlines on this evening. We look back over 10 years since Scotland's independence referendum.
We're a little bit more in favour of independence than we were when we actually voted 10 years ago.
We're at the memorial service for football legend Kevin Campbell and the insect seeing a worrying decline. I'm Kat Wright. It's Wednesday, the 18th of September. Now, it is exactly 10 years since Scotland voted against becoming independent. But First Minister John Swinney believes the SNP is closer to its goal than it was a decade ago. Our political editor Alan Smith's been speaking to some of the key players from the 2014 campaign.
It is clear that the majority of the people voting have voted no to the referendum question.
The disappointment of that still feels, even 10 years on, quite raw.
It was more just relief. I just felt absolutely drained.
Political giants from a recent past reflecting on a campaign that saw nearly 85% of voters turn out to have their say on Scotland's future. 55% of them said no to independence.
The bonds that tie us together, let them never be broken.
For Scotland, the campaign continues and the dream shall never die.
Alex Salmond wasn't wrong in his resignation speech, as it seems like the campaign has never stopped. But he says there's been no urgency from the SNP in trying to secure another referendum.
It's a miracle the support for independence is so high, given some of the lack of action from the Scottish Parliament and the Scottish Government over the last few years.
There'll be others who say if they'd been in my position, they would have found some magical way of breaching that wall of democracy denial, but I'm not sure that is the case.
Nicola Sturgeon made several calls for another vote, including immediately after the Brexit result. Former Scottish Conservative leader Ruth Davidson believes that was a mistake.
Maybe 6 months later, rather than 6 minutes later, had said, look, I can't work with these guys. Like, Scotland has a different choice. Let's ask it that. I think she might have found a different result.
So where are we 10 years on? Here's polling expert Mark Diffley.
We're a little bit more in favour of independence than we were when we actually voted 10 years ago, but broadly speaking, we're in a pretty similar place.
A country still splits on the constitution then, as Jack Foster found out when he hit the streets of Edinburgh.
I would have loved that to happen, but I just didn't think it was going to work somehow.
10 years on, looking around, do you feel like we made the right choice by voting no?
No, no, I don't. I still think we should be independent.
Do you think we could be? Still,
I feel like it's probably a pipe dream.
And all the while, the debate continues.
I think we're closer to achieving that than we were in 2014.
Well, it's an issue that the Scottish people want to go away.
I'll let the Tories and the SNP focus on the past. Scottish Labour under my leadership is focused on one thing, and that's the future.
First Minister John Swinney speaking to activists earlier while his opponents urge him to move on. And with a Holyrood election just 18 months away, this is still very much a live issue.
Thanks, Alan. Alan Smith reporting on the 10th anniversary of the vote on Scottish independence. Still to come on Behind the Headlines, remembering a football legend and what we can do to stop the decline of butterfly populations. Next tonight, a trial date has been set for an 18-year-old charged with the murders of a woman and two teenagers in Luton. Nicholas Prosper was also charged with a number of other offences, including acquiring a shotgun without a certificate. A plea hearing has been set for the 5th of December. Our reporter Zoe Head-Thomas has the details.
Prosper appeared at Luton Crown Court this morning via video link from HMP Bedford, only to confirm his name. The prosecution, defence and His Honour Judge Simon agreed on a preliminary trial date set to last 3 weeks and start on the 3rd of March. Prosper had already appeared in court on Monday with a large presence in the public gallery. And today, three members of his extended family appeared, including Céline Jean-Baptiste, who attended the church service held yesterday in memory of the three victims. He told me they've all been left shaken.
I'm family to the family. I am part of the family. The grandmother, cousins and that, we grew up together. You're feeling it for the family. It gives you a reflection of how important family is. Feel their pain. It's important to pray for those we've lost.
In Lee Bank, tributes continue to be paid to 48-year-old Juliana, 13-year-old Giselle and 16-year-old Kyle, whose bodies were found on Friday.
To Northern Ireland next, where the Secretary of State has been questioned over recent funding decisions which would impact growth deals across Northern Ireland. The UK government has paused 2 out of 4 plans. Our reporter Chelsea Keeley has more from Londonderry.
After an uncertain weekend today, Derry City and Strabane's almost £300 million deal was signed off at the Guildhall. While it's been rubber stamped, questions about why others have been paused were put to the Secretary of State, Hilary Benn.
We came in and what did we discuss? That there was £22 billion worth of spending commitments that the last government had identified no funding for.
The First, Deputy First and Finance Ministers vowed to continue to press for the pause to be lifted.
We're not going to accept that and we're going to fight tooth and nail to ensure the other growth deals are secured.
The UK government has promised this money, the commitment has been made, and we will do everything that we can to ensure that they fulfil on that promise.
And everybody is pressing for those to go ahead and that pause to be lifted.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Everton and Arsenal legend Kevin Campbell has taken place today near Goodison Park. The former striker died in June at the age of 54. Our reporter Harry Booth spent the day at St Luke's Church, close to Everton's Goodison Park ground, for the service which ended with the Toffees anthem.
More than 100 people are standing and applauding as Zedcast blares out of the speakers. A fitting final tribute to an Everton icon. A service filled with love, memories and laughter, encapsulating Kevin not only as a player, but as a man. Everton legends Peter Reid and David Unsworth have paid heartfelt tributes.
You know, when he walked into the room, he lit it up, and that's a gift. And how you get that, I don't know. But Kevin Campbell had it.
Amazing character. He was a legend of this football club. We make no mistake about it. He was just a great guy.
From scoring the winner at the Kop End at Anfield to becoming Everton's first black captain, what a legacy to leave behind.
Thanks, Harry. And finally, we're being warned of a butterfly emergency. An annual survey of the insects has clocked up its lowest numbers on record, as Stan Tomkinson reports.
Every year, Butterfly Conservation carries out its national big butterfly count to keep track of the population. Over 3 weeks in the summer, members of the public spend 15 minutes recording the butterflies they see in their garden, park or countryside. But this year, they saw the lowest number per count in its 14-year history. Dr. Richard Fox from the charity told us why butterflies are so important.
These are the little things that run the world. You know, not only will we struggle for food without insects, but we'll struggle for soil, we'll struggle for clean water. It's a much bigger game than just food production if we lose our insects.
4/5 of species, more than 80%, showed declines in numbers compared to 2023. The charity say that butterflies were hit by a wet spring and cool summer, but the figures also come on top of long-term serious declines. They're now calling for the government to declare a nature emergency and ban toxic pesticides before it's too late.
We need farmers. They're, you know, they're obviously vital for production of food. They're also an important part of conserving wildlife. But, you know, we need to do that in a way that doesn't destroy wildlife, that actually enhances wildlife.
Butterfly Conservation cites other reasons for the decline, including loss of habitat in the 70s and 80s, where green spaces were ploughed up or built on, extreme weather from climate and intensive management of the countryside and gardens. They're urging anyone with an outdoor space to help by creating places for butterflies and caterpillars.
And there's more on these and other stories on the news pages of our website or we're across social media.